listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lady Cardinal Field here in Winchester, home of the Clark County Lady Cardinals softball squad. We're getting ready for softball action this evening as Montgomery County and Clark County do battle. And we're going to have some special events before this game gets underway. And they're honoring the first responders today, and particularly remembering Marty Jackson, a longtime first responder here in Clark County, who died in what was a work-related incident. And he has a couple of his, I think these are his granddaughters that are out. Young girls are going to throw out the first pitch today. But before we go there, Jennifer Webb is going to come and sing our national anthem. The teams are on the field right now, getting ready. And here's Jennifer Webb with the singing of our national anthem as the color guards move on to the playing field. We're going to see if we can pick up the national anthem here in just a moment. Color guard moving toward the area behind home plate. Lady Cardinals have already taken the field, the defensive unit, the home team. Montgomery County's lined up along the first base foul line, and other Clark County players and their coaches on the third base foul line. And now we're going to step right back. We're not going to be able to pick up the national anthem, I don't think, from the distance, but we'll be back. We'll continue our pregame, have starting lineups for you here from Lady Cardinal Field in 2 minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
We'll be right back.
Back here in Winchester, we have about a dozen first responders that are on hand right now. They're on the field, and we're getting ready to have a couple of young ladies throw out the first pitch. These are family members of the late Marty Jackson, just as a way of honoring him. Let's check our starting lineups today. Montgomery County, the visiting team, on the scoreboard. They'll bat first, and freshman Lily Hill will be pitching and will lead things off today. Reagan Oney will be behind the plate in bat number two. It'll be Madison Cox at shortstop, batting third. Riley Martin at first base will hit number four. The left fielder Taylor Pate bats in the number five position, and pretty good first pitch by the young lady who threw the. Now the pressure's on another. Got a little bit. Well, they're both about the same size. He's a little and a lefty, and hey, she fired it right in there. So good for those two young ladies. After Pate bats, it'll be Emily Brock, the designated player, who's batting for the flex player and right fielder, Brooke Banfield. Then Jaden Oney bats number seven at second base. Allison Rogers is at third base, batting number eight, and Hagen Stills in center field, and she'll bat in the number nine position. Hill leading it off and pitching. Oney behind the plate, batting number two. Cox at shortstop, batting third. Martin hits fourth at first base. Pate in left field. Brock, the designated player, batting for the right fielder, Banfield. Then Jaden Oney, Allison Rogers, and Hagen Stills to round out the Montgomery County lineup. Clark County and the Indians come in at 19-2. Clark County, under Coach Brian Caudill, just 3-15 on the season, but these teams played earlier, and it was a 7-0 Montgomery County win. We'll talk more about that game coming up. For the Lady Cardinals, junior center fielder Anaya McIntyre will lead it off. Emma Enzi in right field, the freshman, bats number two. Bella Gwynn's going to be on the mound today, another freshman, and pitching. Junior catcher Addison Wilson will bat fourth. Hitting fifth, the eighth grader at shortstop, Morgan Parks, who pitched well in the first game between these two teams. Lexi Burke at third base, the sophomore, bats number six. Alyssa Webb at second base, a junior, and she bats in the number seven position. Left fielder Meredith Fryman, a senior, hits eighth, and a junior first baseman Abby Horn will hit number nine. McIntyre in center, Enzi in right, Gwynn on the mound, Wilson catching, Parks at short, Burks at third, Webb at second, Fryman in left, and Horn at first base. Coaches are meeting with the umpires around home plate right now, and we'll be back and should be about ready for the first pitch after we step out. 2 minutes, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA.
Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Clark County dressed out in black uniforms with red numerals today on a beautiful day. Blue skies, it's a little bit cool. A little breeze blowing out toward right field. Montgomery County is in their white pants with blue pinstripes, blue tops with red numerals trimmed in white. And we're ready to go as Lily Hill, freshman pitcher, steps in to face the freshman pitcher, Bella Gwynn. Pitch is taken down low and away for ball one, and this game is underway. Bella Gwynn has pitched in 11 games, 10 as the starting pitcher, record of 3-7. Here's the one ball pitch, and it's low. Two balls and no strikes. Gwynn with a 9.28 earned run average. And one of the problems is she's given up 53 earned runs, but 73 runs overall. So defense has not been exceptionally stellar behind her, and the count is 3 balls, no strikes. On the season, she has walked 32 batters in 40 innings, striking out 28. See what Hill does with the 3-0, and she takes it over the outside part of the plate for a strike. Hill coming into the game with a 4.25 batting average, has a couple of home runs, 22 runs batted in. Takes that one up and away, and she'll be on first base with a leadoff walk. So Hill is on. Well, Hill is a perfect leadoff batter. She hits with some power. She has good speed. She hits from the left side. Kind of one of those very versatile players to hit in that leadoff spot. And here is Reagan Oney. The senior takes it, and it's a pitch that goes over everybody's head to the backstop. And here is Hill going all the way to third base. That's a wild pitch. And it's a one ball, no strike count on Oney. Oney has a 6.05 batting average. She has 13 doubles, a triple, 11 home runs, 40 runs batted in to lead Montgomery County. That pitch is up high again. 2 balls and no strikes. Madison Cox waits in the on-deck circle. Again, this season, a heavy home run hitting Montgomery County team. They've hit 32 home runs as a team. A year ago, hit 63, and she goes after a pitch that's up and out of the zone, fouls it back. It's 2-1. Those home runs last year, the third most ever hit by a team in Kentucky since the softball sport was begun. So they've got a lot of power up and down this lineup. Here comes the 2-1, and it's hit high in the air. Out to right field, and that ball is going to be just over the head of the right fielder. The run scores. Oney is headed into third base, and she will stop there. Good throw coming in from the second baseman on the relay throw, but Montgomery County has taken a 1-0 lead. Oney with a run-scoring triple to deep right center. And that'll bring up Madison Cox. Cox at 473 batting average, 5 home runs. She's driven in 37. Takes a pitch that bounces to the plate for ball one. After Cox, it'll be Riley Martin. I don't have the dimensions of the park, but just about all of them are pretty much the same. Roughly 190 down each line and 200 to straightaway center. Not a lot of deviation. There's a pitch taken over the inside part of the plate, and it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Reds lost today at Great American Ballpark, 5-0 to the Phillies. That series goes 2-2. Reds will now move on to Texas to begin a weekend series tomorrow night. There's a pitch that's up and away, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Philadelphia, though, one of those teams in Major League Baseball that, you know, if you split with them, you feel pretty good. There are about 6 or 7 teams you feel like, hey, we split, we'll be okay, we'll try to beat the others. There's a throw down to third, but Oney wasn't far off the bag. Pitch was high, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Cox, an open stance, hitting from the right side batter's box. Now closes it up and hits the ball high and deep to left field. Going back to left fielder, and she will make the catch. Oney will tag, and she'll score easily to make it 2-0. So the two leading RBI players for Montgomery County, Oney and Cox, each add to their totals. Oney now with 41 and Cox with 38. Bases are empty now for Riley Martin. Hits from the right side. Martin does not have a home run this year. Hit a bunch last year. Just hasn't connected yet. Takes a pitch high for ball one. Martin bats and Taylor Pate is on deck. Again, Montgomery County is playing today without the services of Sarah Zink, their regular shortstop. A little conference going on at the mound. Zink is out on a concussion protocol and probably is going to miss the rest of this week, I think. The junior who is committed to Coastal Carolina to play at the next level. They miss her. It changes the lineup around a lot. There's a ball hit to a well down the left field line, but foul. And the count evens up at one ball, one strike. So Oney is headed to Troy University down in Alabama, and Zink, who's only a junior, is going to be going to Coastal Carolina after next year is already committed. That pitch is way high. Two balls and a strike to count. Gwen looks down at her wristband. Right-handed pitcher, third baseman even with the bag. And the pitch is popped up back behind the plate, and it will drop out of play. And the count is all even at two balls, two strikes. Want to remind you that you can hear Reds baseball throughout this season on 96.3 FM throughout the year. Join Tommy Thrall and the Cowboy or others who sometimes join in with color commentary. Here's the pitch, and it's hit well to left field, but right at the left fielder who hauls it in for the second out of the inning. So back-to-back fly balls to left field, and there are two outs. And here is Taylor Pate. She comes in with a .355 batting average. Pate has hit a couple of home runs, has driven in eight, three doubles as well on the season. Right-hand batter, fairly even stance, and bounces it just foul toward third, just outside the foul line, and it's one strike. Clark County has played exactly half of the 36 regular season games they are allowed. Montgomery County is a little bit above that. Pitch is high for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Not unusual for teams to overschedule, knowing that they're going to get some rainouts, but they have to cancel a game or two. There's a pitch that's inside. Goes to the backstop. It's two balls and a strike to count. These are young teams. Montgomery County has but two seniors in the starting lineup. Clark County only one. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's up high. And the count runs three balls and one strike to Taylor Pate. Gwen staring in at the sign, and she delivers, and a swing and a miss. And the count is full at three balls, two strikes. Gwen ready, and here's the payoff pitch, and it's up high, so Pate reaches on a walk. So a two-out base runner brings up Emily Brock. Brock, the senior designated player today, sometimes plays at first base. .286 batting average, a couple of home runs. She's driven in 22 runs on the season. Hits from the right side. Pitch is high. One ball, no strikes to count. Beautiful complex here. As you're sitting in the press box here, you're looking up toward the high school and the gymnasium on this side. Baseball field is just off to our left. Pitch is down low to Brock, and it's two balls and no strikes. If Brock can reach, it'll be Jaden Oney to bat next. Matt Puckett down in the third base coaching box for Montgomery County. Coached this Clark County program for a number of years when as an assistant to Jackie McLeod for a number of years. Check swing, foul ball over toward the Montgomery County dugout first base side. The count goes to two balls and a strike. Because this is an artificial surface. The red clay on the infield. The outfield is much like a football field would be, the artificial surface. There's a ball fouled back out of play to the right side, and the count is even up at two balls, two strikes. Gwen wears number one on her back. Was in the starting lineup a year ago as an eighth grader for Clark County. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs, and two in, and that one's over the head of the catcher. Trotting on into second base goes Pate on the wild pitch to get in scoring position, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. So Brock ready and waiting, and Gwynn comes in with a payoff and hits it high and foul. Back out of play, the count stays at three balls and two strikes. Temperature at 63 degrees right now, but probably about the time we leave you this evening, we're going to be down in the mid-50s. And that's going to feel pretty cool for the fans in the stands. Once again, we get Gwynn's payoff pitch, and it's hit high and foul and is going to get back in the stands down the first base side. So we stay with a three-ball, two-strike count. Good friend Jimmy Powell working the bases today as the base umpire. And again, a foul back. So Gwynn coming in with pitches are around the strike zone, and Brock fouling him off right now. Gwynn ready again, and one more payoff pitch, and that's way up high. Gets to the backstop. Pate will move to third. Brock will trot on down to first base. Two on with two outs. Third walk of the first inning allowed, and here's Jaden Oney. She has a .350 batting average, has hit a couple of home runs, driven in 13 on the season. Right-handed batter, the junior second baseman, gets ready to step in. In and waiting now. Pitches up high for a ball. Montgomery County yesterday, a 19-1 win over Berwyn County in four innings. Coming up tomorrow, they're going to play a Jesmond County team that comes in with a 17-4 record. That pitch is up high. Two balls and no strikes. That'll be it. Tommy Reff at Field, we will have that game for you tomorrow evening. Joining you about 5:45. First pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock. That pitch is up high. And it's three balls, no strikes. Allison Rogers is on deck. And the 3-0. And that's high, and the bases are loaded. And we'll get a timeout now as a little conference going on at the mound. And Montgomery County has taken a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Brooklyn Banfield going in to run at second base. She's the flex player, replaces Brock, and there's a pitch that bounces to the plate as stepping in to bat is Addison Rogers. Addison has a .350 batting average. She's hit a couple of home runs on the season. Head to count, ball no strikes, right-handed batter. Bases are loaded. That pitch hits her, and that'll force in the third run of this first inning. So Pate crosses the plate. Banfield moves on to third, only to second. And here is Hagen Steels, the freshman. Steels has just gotten an opportunity to be in the lineup and bat these last few games with the shortstop for Montgomery County. Sarah Zink sidelined with the injury. Hagen Steels has been used as a courtesy runner a lot. She's scored 10 runs on the season. Comes in with a .273 batting average. 3 hits and 11 at-bats. Right-hand hitter. Bases are loaded with 2 outs. And the pitch is up high, throw down to first, and just able to dive back in. If the first baseman had been back on the bag with a good throw, they might have had Rogers there. But 1 ball, no strikes to count. Here's the 1-0, and that's in for a strike. Again, a throw to first. The runner is back. 1 ball, 1 strike to count. Addison Rogers, the runner at first. Addison Wilson is the catcher for Clark County. That pitch is down low. Throw to third, and it hits the base runner in the back in foul territory. Count goes to 2-1. And that pitch is up high, and it's 3-1. Stills is also on the bass fishing team, headed to the state bass fishing tournament. Swing and a miss, and it's a full count at 3-2. I said headed to the state tournament. Actually, he just headed to the regional tournament. That's coming up tomorrow down on Harrington Lake. Fouls this pitch off to stay alive. Count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwen is ready. And one more 3-2 pitch, and that one is over the inside corner for a called strike 3, and the inning is over. So Montgomery County does bat around in the top of the first inning. They get 3 runs. They had only one hit in the game in the first inning, one hit in the inning, and they leave three on base. No Clark County errors. And we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Clark County with McIntyre, Enzi, and Gwynn coming to the plate, and we'll return to the Clark County softball field coming up in just 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
There's Anaya McIntyre coming to the plate to lead things off. And a ground ball. The third baseman charges, throws, and got her. Nice play by Addison Rogers on the first pitch from Lily Hill. One pitch and one out. Here's Emma Enzi coming to the plate. Enzi, a .342 batting average. She has four doubles and a triple, has driven in 10 runs, tied for the team lead and runs batted in. The freshman, right-hand batter, and swing and a miss at a good fastball from Hill. Hill on the season comes in with a record of 6-1. Pitches, and there's a line drive that is kind of short hop. The second baseman throws, and they got her. Nice recovery by Oney after she did not catch that ball in the line. It came to her down very low. Quickly, two outs here. And here's Bella Gwynn. Gwynn has a .278 batting average, has three doubles, a triple, and a home run, and takes the first pitch inside from Hill for ball one. Hill has pitched in 8 games, all as a starter, 34 innings, has struck out 40 batters in 34, a 3.71 earned run average. And there's a little ground ball to the second baseman, and Oney gloves, and she throws, and throws wildly to first base. And Clark County has a runner on. That's a throwing error on the second baseman. Clark County has its first base runner. Here's Addison Wilson, the junior catcher, just now getting rid of her shin guards to come to the plate. Wilson has a .222 batting average. Does not have an extra base hit on the season. Bats from the right side. Fairly close to the plate, and the pitch is in for a strike. If Wilson continues the inning, it'll be 8th grader Morgan Parks who will come to the plate. There's a chopper foul back of the plate, and it's 0-2 the count. Hill not only, as we talked about, her versatility batting from that leadoff position, and she was here at Clark County a year ago. Defensively, she pitches, she can play just about any position. Ball hit well out into right field and going back and making the play. Out in right is Brooke Banfield, and the inning is over. So Clark County in the bottom of the first inning, no runs, no hits. There was a Montgomery County error and a runner left. We go to the second. It's Montgomery County with a 3-0 lead on the Lady Cards of Clark County, and we'll be right back here in just a minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Bella Gwynn ready to go to work here in the top of the second inning as Montgomery County will be right back at the top of their batting order. Gwynn threw 47 pitches in that first inning. Gave up only one hit, but struggled with control. She walked four, hit a batter. Montgomery County had the triple from Reaganoni to drive a run in, a sacrifice fly to drive a run in. And then Addison Rogers got hit by a pitch to force the third run in. There's a pitch hit foul down the left field line, back out of play. Again, Hill walked and scored to start the game. Behind to Gwynn. No balls and a strike. Hill lays that bat on her shoulder, cocks it as the pitch is ready, and check swing. And it's one ball, one strike. NFL draft is tonight in Detroit. Here's the 1-1, and that pitch is in for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes to count. They set up on the outside part of the plate. Gwynn pitches, and that's a called strike three. So a call third strike for the first out of this second inning, and here is Reaganoni. Oni tripled over the head of the right fielder out in right center field her first time up to drive in and run, and then later scored. Gwynn is ready, hits the ball high and foul down the left field line, back out of play. One strike to count. You know, the SEC schools took a pretty good look, I think, at Reaganoni and thought that she was maybe not quite big enough, strong enough to play in the SEC. There's a pitch down and in. One ball, one strike. But I tell you, she is a compact swing, and with 11 home runs this year, she's going to end up as one of the all-time leading home run hitters in Kentucky softball. Goes after a pitch that was up and out of the zone there and hits it foul down the right field line that'll go back out of play. Her biggest problem, I think, right now is she's got to have a little bit better eye at the plate. She's very aggressive. She wants to hit the ball and goes after some pitches like that one that's out of the strike zone. She's behind, one ball, two strikes. And rips this one foul outside of third. One ball, two strikes. The count stays. Madison Cox in the on-deck circle. Looking at the Montgomery County schedule after West Jesmyn tomorrow. Montgomery County doesn't play until the 30th when they'll be at Madison Central next week. That pitch is way high. Count is even at two balls and two strikes. Fleming County comes to Tommy Reffitt Field on May the 2nd. The 2-2, that's down low. And the count goes full at 3-2. Montgomery County is going to play in the Tim Short Classic down at Perry County Central on May the 4th. Perry County Central, a good team. They made the 2A Classic, and there's a ball ripped into left field past the third baseman. Oney is going to round first and head into second. She's there with a double. Wow. I mean, she ripped that ball. So Oney with her second hit of the game. A runner at second base with one out. And here's Madison Cox, who hit a sacrifice fly to left field to drive in a run her first time. Wynn delivers, and a check swing, and the pitch is up high for a ball. Wynn steps back off the pitching rubber and back of the circle, now back on, and delivers, and the pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Oney on the season has 11 stolen bases in 11 attempts. And the 2-0. And Cox hits it high and foul down the left field line. She got a bunch of that one. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Lady Cardinals lost to Bracken County here yesterday. Coming up tomorrow, they'll travel to Madison Central. Next week, they'll play at Estill County and then get Paris, Bourbon County, and Lincoln County all at home. So three home games next week for the Lady Cards. With this young team, Coach Brian Call is just trying to see if he can make a little progress in every game. Here comes the 2-1, and the ball is hit to the shortstop, who gloves it, bobbles it, tried to get the runner at third. That was her only play. Unable to get there before Oney gets there, and runners will be at first and third with one out. And here's Riley Martin. Martin flied out to the left fielder, her first time up. Wynn takes that face mask off for a moment and readjusts it. Cox certainly a threat to be on the move down at first base. And Martin shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and nobody home at second base anyway, but they weren't going to make a throw, I don't think. And there are two runners in scoring position. Pate is on deck. Gwen leans in and now delivers a pitch, and it bounces to the plate. Throw down to third, and Oney is back there. And it's a three-ball, one-strike count. I'm sorry, that's... I think I'm wrong on the count there. They've adjusted the scoreboard, but here's the pitch to Martin. Taken way up high, and Oney will come in to score to make it 4-0, and Cox moves up. Yeah, I think it's. I think the count might be 2-0 right now. I was wrong on the count earlier in the. I confused the people in the press box. Not the first time that's ever happened. Here's the 2-0, and there it was a three-ball count, and now Martin is down at first base with a walk. And here's Taylor Pate. She walked her first time up. Bass with runners at first and third. Well, the big thing for Gwen right now is to just, you know, be as fine as you can, but throw strikes. She deals up high, and it's one ball, no strikes to count. One and 0 with one out, runners at first and third. There is a run in the inning. It's made it 4-0. And that pitch is low, bounces up there. That'll get another run in, bounces to the backstop. Cox comes in to score. Martin moves up to second base to make it 5-0. And now Pate has a two-ball, no-strike count. And it's three balls, no strikes. In all likelihood, the pecking order in the district is going to be Montgomery County first and Paris fourth, with Clark and Bourbon finishing the 2-3 spots. There's a pitch that's high and gets away from the catcher. Moving on to third base goes Martin, and Pate will move all the way around to second base as the throw went to the backstop. Here's Emily Brock. So six walks and a hit batsman now in the first inning and a third given up by Gwynn. Brock is ready. Gwynn pitches. It's taken over the outside corner for a strike. Throw down to third. Not in time. Gwynn with a nice pitch there, hitting the outside part of the plate. Brock rips this one to left field, but it'll stay in the park, and it'll be caught. Runner tags. Both runners tag and move up. That ball is hit to the warning track. That ball is hit into the wind, really, I think. You got the breeze that's kind of the flags that are at half staff out in center field and kind of indicating that the ball, that they're holding up that ball. That ball was really tagged. Second out of the inning. The run scores to make it a 6-0 game. Brock with an RBI, and here's Jade Noni, who walked her first time up, bats with two outs. Paid at third base. Swing and a miss. Noni goes right through the Gwynn pitch. No balls and a strike. Addison Rogers moves to the on-deck circle. There's a pop foul back off the screen. As Gwynn gets ahead, no balls and two strikes. UK baseball and softball teams getting ready to play South Carolina this weekend. Series begins tomorrow. The South Carolina softball team comes to Lexington. The UK baseball team heads down to Columbia. Here's the 0-2. And again, it's pop foul back out of play. We've had a lot of foul balls that have gotten out of play. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Runner third with two outs. Montgomery County has played at three runs in each of the first two innings. And again, a foul straight back. Gwynn again has allowed but three hits in the game, but has put runners on. There's a ball popped up down the first base side. The first baseman over, and it pops out of her glove. So Oni stays alive. There's a lot of activity. We've got tons of cars in the parking lots here. I think there must be a tennis match going on. Again, the 0-2, and that's up and in. And it's a ball and two strikes. For state baseball and softball teams. Baseball team battling to get into the OVC tournament. It looks like they will do that. They're got a good chance. Softball team struggling a little bit more. That one bounces to the plate, and it's all even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tony steps out almost every time, but then gets pretty quickly back into the box. He even stands up there, and here's another 2-2 pitch, and that's up high. And it's full count of 3-2. Pitch just a bit high. Belleguin trying to end things right here in the Montgomery County second. She's ready, and she pitches, and it's ripped foul down the left field line. We're right back to a 2-3-ball, two-strike count. Kind of a game that takes its toll on the catcher for Clark County. Addison Wilson, we have had a bunch of pitches in these first two innings. Yeah, the payoff, it's high, and drawing the walk is Oney. So Jaden Oney heads down to first base. And here is Addison Rogers, who was hit by a pitch to force in a run her first time up. Right-handed batting third baseman. Bats with two outs and runners at first and third in this second inning. Rogers is waiting, and now Gwen steps up on the pitching rubber. Rogers steps in, and the first pitch to her is high for a ball. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Brian Caudill. He heads to the mound. And we're going to have a pitching change coming right here. So while we get a break in the action, we'll step out. We're in the top half of the second inning. Montgomery County with a 6-0 lead over the Lady Cards of Clark County, and we'll return to Lady Cardinal Field in Winchester in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
We're back because we did not get a pitching change. A player headed to the dugout. I thought somebody was going to get a different glove and it was going to be a pitching change, but that didn't happen, and so we're right back at it. It's a two-ball, no-strike count to Addison Rogers. They made a throw to first, but back in time was Oney. Here's the 2-0. Rogers takes a strike. 2-1. Hagan Stills is the on-deck batter for the Lady Indians. Runner goes, pitch is in for a strike, throw to second, not in time. Count is all even at 2 balls, 2 strikes, and now two runners in scoring position with two outs. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is hit high and foul, and count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was the 40th pitch of this second inning. Gwynn has already thrown 87 pitches in these first two innings. That pitch is up high. They throw to third. gets away from the third baseman, and the runner will come to the plate and score standing up, and it's 7-0. And moving on to third base is Oney. And we got another full count at 3-2. Pitch to Rogers, and Rogers hits it into center field for a base hit. And another run crosses the plate. And it is an 8-0 Montgomery County lead. And again, Rogers, only the fourth hit of the game for Montgomery County. Rogers gets her second run batted in. Now we're going to get Kylie Maynard coming to bat for Stills. Maynard, a left-hand batter, steps in batting from that left side. And the pitch is a check swing, strike, runner goes, safe in at second base. Count to Maynard is 0-1. Maynard has a hit in 5 official at-bats. She's only been to the plate 5 times officially. Left-handed pitcher, young pitcher for Montgomery County. She hits the ball high in the air, left field line in foul territory, and the shortstop for Clark County goes over Morgan Parks. The 8th grader makes a nice play, running away from the playing field, and the inning is over. Led Montgomery County in the top of the second, comes up with 5 runs. Again, they do it on 3 hits. There were a couple of errors, and Montgomery County leaves a runner on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number 2. Montgomery County 8, Clark County nothing. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Morgan Parks fouls the first pitch off for strike one, leading off for the Lady Cardinals. Here's a player to, I think, really watch for in the future. She's only batting 083, has a triple. But I think she's really going to be a good player. Only an 8th grader, fouls this pitch away. Down, no balls and 2 strikes. So Hill has her down in the count, 0-2. And she pitches, and a swing and a miss. What a good pitch by Hill. And that's her first strikeout of the game, leading off the second inning, and that'll bring Lexi Burke, the sophomore third baseman, to the plate. Burke has a .286 batting average, 9 runs batted in on the season, right-hand batter, pops it up down the first base side and going over, and Riley Martin makes the play in foul territory, and there are quickly 2 outs. Here's Alyssa Webb, the junior second baseman. Webb has a double, a couple runs batted in on the season, .200 batting average, takes a strike. Wears double zero on her uniform. And a swing and a miss, went after a pitch that was up and out of the zone. No balls and two strikes. If Webb continues the inning, it'll be Meredith Fryman who would bat next. And there's a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Second strikeout of the inning for Lily Hill. No runs on, no hits, and nobody left. We have played two innings. Montgomery County with an 8-0 lead, and we'll be back for third inning action coming up in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Lily Hill leads off the Montgomery County third, takes a strike. She has walked and scored and been called out on strikes. Gwynn pitches to her and takes up high. It's one ball, one strike. Hill, Oney, and Cox to bat here in the top half of inning number three. Gwynn waits, and now she pitches, and it's again taken for a strike. Upper part of the zone, but one ball, two strikes to count. And she fouls this one just outside the line at third, and it holds at a ball and two strikes. Hill waits, and Gwynn pitches, and it's up high. Two balls, two strikes. Ugly line scores we've got right now. Montgomery County with eight runs, four hits, an error, and four left. Clark County, no runs, no hits, two errors, one left. And the pitch is a high chopper. The first baseman backhands it, picks it up, and wins the race to the bag for the first out of this third inning. Here's Reagan Oney, who has tripled and scored and driven in a run, doubled and scored. And Oney takes up and away for a ball. Oney with a good eye. You know, I don't know where she'll end up playing when she gets to Troy. She's an excellent outfielder. Certainly the one thing she does, boy, is a leadoff batter. In somebody's collegiate lineup, she rips this one to the shortstop. It's off the glove into left field, and she's on at first base. That's a tough play, and that's a tough scoring decision. Flip a coin. They're going to officially rule it an error on the shortstop. But whoever ruled that an error would not like to go out there and try to field that ball and throw her out. Including all the men up here in the scoreboard or in the press box. There's a pitch that's off the glove, and Oney moves on to second base, and she's going to go to third, and she's safe. Throw goes through, but the left fielder backing up. Sony ends up at third base. One ball, no strike count on Madison Cox, who has hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run, singled and scored. One for one officially in the game. That pitch gets away from Gwynn, but comes right back off the backstop, so Oney holds at third. Two balls, no strikes. Ronnie Martin is on deck. Gwynn ready in the 2-0, and it's hit high and foul, back out of play. I don't know who the softball retrievers are today, but they are being kept busy. Back behind us, there have been a bunch of balls that have gone foul back out of play. Two balls and a strike. The pitch is coming, and it's hit high in the air, left side of the infield, and the third baseman makes the play for the second out. So two outs for Riley Martin. She has flied to left and walked and scored. Martin, of course, is the number one Montgomery County pitcher, the junior who takes a pitch over the inside corner for a strike. Martin is 9-1 on the season with three saves, a 2.73 earned run average. He has 97 strikeouts and 77 innings of work. She has been the mainstay with that pitch is taken up high to even the count of 1-1 with Hill as her backup, and then the youngster Kylie Maynard has pitched well when she's been given a chance. She's a left-hander. Here's the 1-1, and it bounces to the plate. Two balls and a strike. Gwynn and out away from keeping Montgomery County off the scoreboard here in the top half of inning number three. That pitch is up high, so it's 3-1. She has walked seven and hit a batter so far today, so control has been a problem for Gwynn. Down 3-1 here, and here's a ball hit in the air out into right center field. The center fielder comes over and makes the play. A nice running grab made by Anaya McIntyre for the third out of the inning. Montgomery County in the top half of inning number three. No runs, no hits. There was an error and a runner left on base. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Clark County will have 8-9-1 up in their batting order when we return to Winchester in just 90 seconds.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
bottom half of inning number three. It's Clark County with Meredith Fryman, the senior left fielder, who will step in for the Lady Cards. Fryman, a .276 batting average, swings through the first pitch for strike one. Has a double, four runs batted in on the season for Fryman. Fryman, then Horn, and then the top of the order with McIntyre batting against Lily Hill. Bottom half of inning number three. That pitch is just off the plate inside. One ball, one strike. Hill delivers a 1-1 and a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. A ball and two strikes. Hill's got some velocity, but the other part about her pitching game is she has a lot of motion that she throws at a batter. Here's a pitch fouled away to the right side as the count stays a ball and two strikes. Montgomery County a year from now will, as the pitch comes in and it's taken down low, two balls, two strikes. They'll have to replace only behind the plate, but Madison Cox will be the player there. She's at short today only because of the injury, really. There's a pitch that's high. And it's three balls and two strikes. Yeah, Cox would only be behind the plate, and you'd have Oney playing out in center field probably. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's down low and inside, and Hill has walked the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the third. Abby Horn will bat, junior first baseman. Horn, a .067 batting average, and goes after the first pitch, pops it up, caught by the catcher, and that's kind of right on the line between a foul and a fair ball. Didn't matter. She threw to first, but able to get right back to the base was Fryman, and there's one out. Now we're back to Anaya McIntyre. She grounded out to the third baseman her first time up and fouls this one off. It came up and in on her, and she peeled it off to the right side. One strike. The count to McIntyre is Emma Enzi moves to the on-deck circle. And there's a ground ball. Slowly hit second baseman. Flips to second for one. And wild throw at first base. It'll allow McIntyre to go on to second base. So the put off the lead runner, but a throwing error to allow the runner to get to second base. Montgomery County's second error in the game, and now Emma Enzi bats with two outs and a runner in scoring position and fouls the first pitch off for a strike. He'll enter the game with a 3.71 earned run average. There's a check swing, kind of a half swing, and it's strike two. Enzi trying to reach, and Gwynn waiting in the on-deck circle. There's a chopper slowly hit. Rogers fields it at third. The throw in time. And the inning is over. Bottom of the third, Clark County with no runs, no hits, a Montgomery County error. And there's one runner left on base. We go to the fourth, Montgomery County with an 8-0 lead when we return to Winchester after this 90-second timeout.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Here we go, the top of the fourth inning for Montgomery County. Taylor Pate leads it off. Right-handed batter takes a pitch, comes in a little bit low for ball one. Pate has walked twice and scored twice. Emily Brock and Jade Noni will follow her to the plate. This has been part of the order that Wynn has had trouble, really trouble, getting the ball over the plate. There's a ground ball to the third baseman who's playing in. She gloves, she throws in time for the out. Lexi Burke makes a nice play there at third base. Playing in tight, and there's quickly one out here in the Montgomery County fourth. Emily Brock has walked and hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run. She really hit a towering fly ball, and I think it kind of got held up by the wind. There is no wind blowing right now. Here's a ball ripped to left field. It'll take one big hop to the left field, and that'll just be a long single for Brock. She becomes a one-out base runner. Temperature's still saying it's 63 degrees here, but here's a pitch that is down low to Jaden Oney, who's walked twice and scored once. One ball, no strikes. Oney waits, and he pops it up over near the screen, and it drops back in the stands to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Henry County 3 runs in the first inning, got 5 in the second to lead it 8-0. That pitch is up high. Two balls and a strike to count. Gwynn steps off the pitching rubber momentarily. Now back up and checking that wristband. And brings the pitch, and it is foul back. And we're all even at two balls and two strikes. Major League Baseball action today. Again, the Phillies beat the Reds 5-0 at Great American. Brewers over the Pirates 7-5 in Pittsburgh. Twins have beaten the Sox 6-3 in Minneapolis. Here's a pitch that misses, and it's a full count of 3-2. Guardians beat the Red Sox 6-4. Got a delay going on by the Blue Jays and Royals. with the Royals up 2-1. There's a kind of a check swing foul back of the plate. Count stays at 3-2. Everything being played today, it's kind of a getaway day in baseball. Teams ready to move on the road to their next series. Dodgers beat the Nationals 2-1. Rockies 10, the Padres 9 out in Colorado. And there's a foul back. We're still at a full count, 3-2. One game later on, the Yankees in New York playing host to the Athletics. NBA playoffs are underway, but it's too early to even worry about it in the playoffs in that crazy NBA. But some teams are about to be eliminated this first round. Swing and a miss. And a throw down to first, and just able to get back in is Emily Brock diving back in. That's the second out. So two outs with a runner at first, and here is Addison Rogers. Has been hit by a pitch to force in a run, has single to drive in a run. 1-for-1 on the day with a couple of runs batted in. There's a pitch in for a strike. So Gwen really has settled down a lot. She has not walked a batter in the last inning and two-thirds after giving up 7 walks and a hit batsman in the first 2 innings. Another throw down to first after a pitch missed for 1-1. 1-1. The break even is over the inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. So Gwynn ahead in the count, and the ball is ripped into right center field. In the gap, here comes Brock, headed into third base, and Rogers in second with a stand-up double. And Montgomery County with 2 outs has runners at second and third. For Rogers, that was her 4th double of the season. She has raised her batting average today, came in batting .350. Here is Stills, takes a pitch up high for a ball. Stills struck out in the first inning. A pinch hit for her with Maynard batting and fouling out to the shortstop down the left field line in inning number 2. Stills back in there in the swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1. Stills waiting, the 1-1, and she hits it into center field for a base hit, and that'll get a couple of runs in. So Hagen Stills with a 2-out, 2-run single to make it a 10-0 game. Now we're back to the top of the batting order. Here's Lily Hill. Hits from that left side. Takes a pitch low and away. Hill has walked and scored, been called out on strikes, and grounded out to the first baseman. Waits on the 1-ball pitch, and it's down low and outside. 2-0. Reagan Oney in the on-deck circle. The 2-0. A high bouncer that gets into center field for a base hit. Stills rounding second on her way to third, and she is going to be out. Perfect throw from McIntyre. So Hill with a base hit, but Stills retired, 8-5, and that ends the Montgomery County 4th inning. Montgomery County comes up with a couple of runs on four hits, no errors, and they leave a runner on base. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. When we come back, after we step out 90 seconds, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Here's Billy Gwynn to lead things off for Clark County here in the home fourth. And Gwynn has worked the count, one ball, one strike from Lily Hill. Right-handed batter. Gwynn waits and rips it to the shortstop who fields and can't handle it. Had trouble getting the ball out of her glove on that hot shot. That'll be a base hit. That ball was sharply hit. And really, it took Cox to make kind of a diving play to get down there and field that ball. So Clark County has its first hit of the game. And here is Addison Wilson, right-handed batter, with a runner at first and nobody out here. And it's kind of a late swing. Throwing a strike, and it's one ball, one strike to count. Wilson bats, and then Morgan Parks will come up next. Hill into the wind and delivers, and it's a foul back. One ball, two strikes. For Montgomery County, looking ahead to tournament play, as the pitch comes in from Hill, it's ripped into left center field for a base hit. That's going to go all the way to the fence. And here's Gwynn. She's going to come to third base and will hold up there. And in at second base with a double is Addison Wilson and Clark County with runners at second and third. And nobody out here in the home fourth inning. Morgan Parks will bat. She was a strikeout victim her first time up there. Riley Martin she's had a lot of strikeouts from Montgomery County, 97 and 77 innings, but not quite what you would call just an overpowering pitcher, but as Hill delivers and a swing and a miss. Montgomery County does have three arms to use looking ahead of the postseason, and the youngster, a left-hander. And that's valuable. A lot of teams just have that one pitcher who can begin to tire as this long season comes to an end. Swing and a miss, strike two for Morgan Parks. Lexi Burks is on deck. No balls, two strikes. He'll looking for a strikeout here and a swing and a miss. So there's the first out of the inning. And now Burke bats. She fouled out to Martin at first base her first time up. Runners at second, third, one out now. Burke waits, and that pitch is down and in. Pretty good fastball from Hill, but definitely missed off the plate inside. 1-0 the count. Burke, a real even stance, hitting that right side batter's box. And there's a ground ball to the second baseman, and it gets through into right center field, and two runs will score for the Lady Cardinals. That'll be an error. Burke's reaching on the air. She'll get credit for one run batted in, the second run scoring on the air, and it's 10-2. And with still just one out, Burke is on at first base as Alyssa Webb gets ready to come to the plate. Only trotted out to the mound momentarily to talk to Hill. Montgomery County's third error in the game. And Webb bats and bunts at first base side. Hill will glove and flip it on to Martin at first as the runner moves up to second base. So that'll be a sacrifice for Webb. Put out 1-3, and Meredith Fryman, who walked her first time up, will bat. Fryman steps in, batting right-handed. Pitches and a swing and a miss for strike one. Another swing and a miss. 0-2 the count.
Keep your head down.
Reds are going to move down to Texas to play the Rangers in a weekend series with better American League teams. There's a ground ball. Third baseman Rogers gobbles it up, throws in time, and the inning is over. But the Lady Cardinals in the bottom of the fourth inning come up with a couple of runs on two hits, a Montgomery County error, and a runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning here, Montgomery County with a 10-2 lead. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Jade Noni, who has a triple, a double, and reached on an error in her three trips to the plate, has scored a couple of runs, leads things off. Then Madison Cox, Riley Martin will bat. And for Clark County, we have a new pitcher. Morgan Parks has come on to pitch here for the Lady Cardinals in the top half of inning number five. And that one's down and in, and it's two balls, no strikes. Gwen had thrown 129 pitches through those first four innings. She had a lot of work there, so. And as we said earlier, Parks, youngster, did pitch well against Montgomery County. First time these two teams played. There's a ball hit well to left center field, and it'll be caught. Great running catch made up against and took one step into the fence out there by Meredith Fryman, the senior, to take away extra bases from Reagan Oney. And that'll bring Madison Cox to the plate. Cox today has hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run, has singled and scored and popped a third. Lays off this pitch that's up and away for ball one. Cox bats with Martin on deck. That pitch is high to Cox, and it's 2-0. Oney ripped that ball. That is well hit and well played out there in left field by Meredith Fryman. There's a ball hit into center field, and coming on to make the play is Anaya McIntyre. That ball had some dive to it, too. That wasn't the easiest play. And so they're two up and two gone here in the top of the fifth. Riley Martin has flied to left. She has flied to center. She has walked and scored. 0-for-2 officially. And a check swing, and it's taken high for a ball. Two outs and nobody on. Taylor Pate waits to bat next. Martin, a little bit of an open stance in the right-hand, right-side batter's box and takes this pitch up high. Two balls and no strikes. That one's way inside, and it goes to 3-0. And that actually hit her. So she reaches first base as a hit batsman. So a runner at first base with two outs. Here's Taylor Pate, has walked twice and scored twice and grounded out to third. Pate stepping in, right-handed batter. First pitch, she fouls it back out of play for a strike. Tennis action will be here tomorrow afternoon at Clark County. The Clark County teams will host Montgomery County in tennis action. There's a pitch that comes in a little bit low, and it's one ball, one strike. Montgomery County had a 10-0 lead. It's 10-2 now, and that pitch is up high, and it's two balls and a strike. Shadows now cast across the infield, and there's a pitch popped down the first base side, and it will get back out of play. And it's all even at two balls and two strikes. This is a fast pitch game, and it's great if you can throw the ball in the mid-60s and put it right by people, and if you have a little stuff on it. But tell you what, if you control, there's a ball hit to the third baseman, and it feels on one up, and she throws her out. I was going to say, if you spot the ball correctly, you can get people out, and that's what Parks has done here in the fifth inning. Montgomery County goes down with the base runner left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth with Montgomery County holding a 10-2 lead. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Abby Horn leading off the Clark County fifth inning. Then back to the top of the order with Anaya McIntyre and Emma Enzi. And there's strike three. After taking a ball, three pitches coming in on Horn, and she is a strikeout victim. That's the third strikeout of the game for Hill. And here's Anaya McIntyre, who has bounced out to third and reached on an error. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Hill that was up and outside a little bit. And McIntyre kind of pulling off of it, couldn't catch up. Down a strike. And she takes a little something off this, and McIntyre fouls it away, 0-2. Enzi ready to bat next. We're in the bottom half of inning number five. And there's an off-speed pitch, and it had her fooled badly, and she thought it was strike three, I think, but the umpire said it was a little bit inside. Hill thought she had her as well, but everybody's laughing out there. I don't think the umpire is, but everybody else is. I don't know. That pitch may have been a little bit inside. I would tend to side with the umpire right there. And there's a ground ball to the first baseman. Martin gloves it, steps on the bag, and there are two outs. Emma Enzi is grounded to second and grounded to third. Her two trips to the plate. And McIntyre still is grinning at that off-speed pitch that Hill threw her. And there's the first pitch that's in for a strike to Enzi. Hill into the windup, and a swing and a miss. Hill doesn't take a lot of time, and Hill does throw strikes. She walked a batter leading off the third inning, the only walk that she has yielded in the game. And there's an off-speed pitch that hangs high. One ball, two strikes. Temperature now at 59 degrees. Here in the press box, 48 is the late. No, it's there's a little number of the first baseman. Martin just grabs it and steps on the bag. We're in the shade here in the press box. But it's a 1-2-3 inning for Lily Hill. Nothing across for the Lady Cardinals. We've played five. Montgomery County with a 10-2 lead on the Lady Cardinals of Clark County. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Emily Brock takes the first pitch for ball one for Morgan Parks, leading off the Montgomery County sixth inning. Brock has a single on the day. There's a ground ball back through the middle and off the glove of the shortstop, who's now Bella Gwynn, and that'll be an error for Brock to reach first base, leading off the Montgomery County sixth inning. Jay Noni comes to the plate, has walked twice and struck out, has scored a run. Now we'll get a runner that will come in for Brock. Brock is a designated player, so Brooklyn Banfield comes in. She is the right fielder and flex player, so she comes in and then and can run, and they re-enter. So Banfield running at first base. Oney steps in. Hassan Rogers on deck, and the pitch is in for a strike. Parks leans in, has the sign, pitches, and a ground ball in the gap between short and third into left field. Just softly hit, but hit it in the right spot, and it's a base hit for Oney. And runners at first and second with nobody out. Here's Rogers coming up. Rogers has not been retired today. A single, a double, and has been hit by a pitch, has scored a run and driven in two. Hagen Stills moves on deck. Pitches up and over the head of the catcher to allow the runners to move up. Biggest thing that does, it takes off the force plays at second and third base, which can be to great detriment sometimes to the defense. There's a slow pitch coming in, and Rogers tried to wait on it and then fouled it off. One ball, two strikes to count. Rogers steps out of the batter's box and now back in and ready to go as Morgan Parks, the eighth grader, into the wind and pitches, and she waits on it, pops the ball into a shallow right field. It'll drop in there for a base hit and get by the right fielder. Two runs are going to score, and they're waving in. Rogers, she is going to come to the plate, and she will be safe. That is an inside-the-park home run right there. Well, for Clark County, the right fielder came in. It looked like she might have a chance to make the play, and then with that ball hit, it bounced down into the corner. Rogers able to round the bases. and it's a 13-2 game. And here's Hagen Stills coming to the plate. She had a two-run single her last time up, struck out back in the first. Then they hit for her in the second inning, came back in and re-entered the game, had the two-run single. So she bats. We're back to the top of the batting order after she bats. And late swing, fouls off to the right side. One strike to count. Stills gets up close to that plate. Parks checks her wristband, ready and pitching. That one's down and in. One ball, one strike to count. Henry County, 13 runs, now on 10 hits. There's a ground ball left side, shortstop, Gwynn, gloves, throws in the dirt. Didn't get there in time. Still just beat that one out. So a runner at first with nobody out. And here is Lily Hill, who has single, walk, struck out, and bounced out to the first baseman, 1-for-3 on the day with a run scored. Reagan Oney is on deck. Montgomery County bats here in the sixth inning with a 13-2 lead. That pitch is over the outside corner for a strike. I got to say for Hill, she has looked at a lot of strikes that have been kind of just right on the border. Tough pitches. Down a strike here. Takes that one outside. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1, and fouled off to the left side. Ball and two strikes. Hill had a big three-run walk-off home run last week in an 8-6 win over Boyd County. In a game where Montgomery County trailed 3-1, going to the bottom of the seventh and tied it, and then got behind 6-3 in the eighth and came back and won 8-6. And it was Hill's three-run blast to right center field that was the game-ender. She's down here, though, a ball and two strikes with a runner at first. And a ground ball to shortstop, and it's off the glove of Gwynn. And headed to third base, and in there safely will be Stills. That'll be an error. And runners at first and third with nobody out. And here is Oney coming to the plate. Oney has doubled and tripled and reached on an error and hit a screaming liner to the fence in left center that Meredith Fryman made a terrific catch on. And she rips this ball into left field for a base hit. It'll get a run in. And it's 14-2. Hill moves on to second base with still scoring. Madison Cox bats. Sacrifice fly to drive and run, single and run, pop to third and fly to center. Hit the ball well to center field. And that pitch hits her. And the bases are loaded for Riley Martin. We've got nobody out here in the top of this sixth inning. Martin hits it foul outside of third. One strike. As far as the weather goes, coming up tomorrow, we're going to warm up a little bit. 70-degree high. Then Saturday, we're looking at 79. And we'll hit the 80-degree mark on Sunday and Monday. So here's a ball hit well to center field. McIntyre going back. She'll make the catch. Runner tags and scores to make it 15-2. Runners hold up at first and second. Taylor Pate walked twice and scored twice. The last two times up is grounded out to third base. Bats with one out, two on. Takes that pitch just a bit high for a ball. Pate gets up in the front of the batter's box, has a little bit of an open stance, and waits on the 1-0 and swings and misses. One-one the count. As Pate hits into a double play, it'll be Emily Brock coming back to bat again here in this sixth inning. That off-speed pitch is high. Two balls and a strike. That pitch is inside, and it is 3-1. So Park's a pitch away from loading the bases. Ground ball, shortstop, Gwynn, waits, gloves, throws to first, gets the out there, runners move up. And there are two outs. Here's Emily Brock. She started off, and actually we're going to have a pinch hitter for Montgomery County. Now bat number eight, Kenley Auxier. Kenley Auxier is going to be the batter for the Lady Indians. Hawks here, a left-handed batter. She is an eighth grader. And swings to the first pitch and hits it to right field and it's caught. Now coming in to get the out. Well, tough break for Kenley Auxier. She is retired on the very first pitch on a fly ball to right field. Montgomery County comes up with five runs in the inning. They do it on five hits. There were a couple of Clark County errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number six with a 15-2 Montgomery County lead. Clark County will have 3, 4, and 5 in their batting order coming up when we return to Winchester in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Leadoff batter for Clark County here in the bottom of the sixth. Belleguin hits it down the right field line and just going just across the foul line to make the play for Montgomery County is Brooke Banfield. And there's one out here in the home sixth. Here's Addison Wilson. Gwynn had a single her last time up and then scored, and Wilson had a double her last time up. Takes ball one. On deck is Morgan Parks for the Lady Cardinals, and that pitch hit her. And she goes down at home plate. It hit her in the left buttocks. And that hurt a little bit. It took her, she went down to her knees. They're going to take a little time here, and she trots on down to first base. Morgan Parks will come to bat as conference breaks up out of the mound. And Wilson seems to be okay. She trotted on down to first base. Here's Parks, who has struck out both times she has been up. Hill delivers. She shows bunt, pops it in the air, caught by the catcher. Able to get back at first is Wilson. The pop-up in fair territory, and Oney comes out quickly to grab it. And here is Lexi Burke, who has fouled out to the first baseman, reached on an error, got credit for an RBI, had a runner at third base that would have scored had the out been retired. Two outs. Here's a pitch that's over the outside corner for a strike. Pitch misses there, and it's one ball, one strike. Lily Hill delivers, pitches inside, and it's two balls and a strike. If Burke continues, it'll be Alyssa Webb to bat next. Pitches low and in, runner goes, and throw is late. So Wilson in at second base. If I'm catching right there, I don't make a throw. I don't know why the runner goes, really, but keeps you out of a force play. But and now trotting on down to first base with a walk is Burks. Runners at first and second. Alyssa Webb will bat. Alyssa has struck out and laid down a nice sacrifice her last time up there. Swing and a miss, went after a pitch that was up and out of the zone for strike one. There's a ball that is hit to the shortstop, the glove, the throw, and the inning and the game are over. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, Clark County with no runs, no hits. They leave a couple of runners on base. And Montgomery County wins it 15-2. We'll be back and recap it for you right after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare.
We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Montgomery County wins its 20th game here today with a win over Clark County by a final of 15-2. Montgomery County got started early. They got three runs in the first, five in the second, and then scored just two runs in the next three innings and had a 10-2 lead and then tacked on five runs in the top of the sixth. Winning numbers for the Lady Indians, 15 runs, 13 hits, three errors, nine left. Lady Cardinals had two runs on two hits, five errors, and five runners left on base. And the winning pitcher is Lily Hill, who improves to 7-1 on the season. And for Clark County, it's Bella Gwynn who suffers the loss. She is now 3-8, the freshman. Both of those girls are freshman pitchers. Montgomery County, Reagan Oney, she had a double and a triple and a single and drove in a couple of runs. It was also Emily Brock with a single and a reaching on an error and scored twice. She walked. She had a sacrifice fly to drive in a run. Jane only walked twice, had a single, and scored a couple of runs. Addison Rogers had a big day for the Lady Indians. She had a single, a double, got hit by a pitch, and had a three-run inside the park home run down the right field line. She drove in five runs on the day and scored twice. She was the big offensive workhorse for Montgomery County. And Hagen Stills had a couple of base hits and three trips, scored a run and drove in two. Bella Gwynn with a base hit, Addison Wilson with a double. They had the two hits for Clark County. The Lady Cardinals now at 3-16. Again, Montgomery County back in action tomorrow at Tommy Reffitt Field, 6 o'clock to start with Wes Jesmond. We'll have the game right here on 1150 and 106.9 FM. The Clark County Lady Cardinals, they will be at Madison Central coming up tomorrow, a 6 o'clock start for that game. That'll do it for us. Our thanks to Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, Jeff West, our studio engineer. Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and glad that we got a chance to be with you today from Cardinal Field in Winchester. I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us, and thanks to our many sponsors. Till we join you tomorrow evening, Montgomery County 15, Clark County 2. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.